Well, thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCUCI and WCUCIRadio.com. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m., and we're joined today via the telephone by Scott Michael. He is the president and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association, and May is National Moving Month. And Scott, this is a good time to kind of talk about the moving process, and you're going to share some tips today with our listeners for those people who are in the market to acquire a mover and make that maybe life-altering decision to change premises there. If you would, talk about this month and then give us some tips on how to be the best consumer we can be out there.
Great. Thanks for having me on your program, and I appreciate the opportunity to let people know about National Moving Month. And as you mentioned, May is really the start of the peak moving season, when everybody's starting to think about where they're going to move this summer. Most people like to move in the summer months when the kids are out of school and everything. So it's a good time to think about the process, to start planning ahead, do your research, identify who some good movers would be to come and talk with you about what you're going to move, figure out what items you're going to take with you and what maybe you're going to do in a garage sale and get rid of or you don't need to take care of. So the first part of the process really is to start that research and go to our moving.org website. It's a good place to get some moving tips. Try and figure out some good ways to get started with the process.
And Scott, when you mention about the moving and the research, there are a lot of great resources out there. And like anything, it probably pays off to do your homework. You don't want to get to the end of the process and be upset. Not that that might happen anyway, but the more research you do, the better prepared you are, the more likely you'll be successful in the end, correct?
Exactly. That's really the message that we're trying to get across is, do your research, be prepared, check out the companies that you're going to be working with, try and find out if the movers have an office near your home, if they've got a physical location that you can come visit. Make sure that they really exist and aren't just a fancy website or an ad in the newspaper and a P.O. box. You want to make sure that this is a legitimate mover that has a facility that's going to do a good job. And you can find some movers in your area by going to our moving.org website. It has a search tool to let you find companies that we've gone through and checked out and made sure that they've been certified, that these are professional movers. We call them pro movers if they're professional and ones that we've checked out and make sure they'll do a good job. But it's important to do your research, get prepared, and know who you're dealing with. Make sure you know who these companies are.
And just like anything, know your rights. Also know the rules and regulations that are in place out there, because sometimes you might have to look at the fine print on things, and you may have to, I'm not going to say dispute things, but you just have to be aware of the rules and regulations and what you're facing, correct?
Exactly. You don't want to trust everything that you see on the Internet or that someone tells you. It's important to get everything in writing. We really encourage consumers to have at least 3 movers come into their home, look over the items that they have to be moved, identify if there's things in the attic or the basement, or just make sure that they know everything that's going to be going on the shipment, and if there's any obstacles like low-hanging tree branches around the house or a really steep driveway, things that they need to be aware of for the move. It's good to have the movers come and show you what they can do, get a written estimate, put everything in writing with the contract that's going to be moved so that you know exactly what's going to be done.
What about the really important stuff and maybe some valuables, maybe the heirlooms or things that can't be replaced? They probably need special care.
That's certainly a good point to remember. If you've got some jewelry or some wedding photo or anything like that you really care about immensely, try and find a way to either take that with you or do some other type of process to make sure that doesn't get lost in the shipment.
And again, you say ask questions, be proactive, be prepared, just have that checklist of things and you'll help make things successful, right?
The checklist is very important, and there's a good one on our moving.org website to go through and know what to anticipate, the things you should be doing in advance to prepare for it. And just make sure you get everything organized and are ready for your move coming up this summer.
Well, Scott, as we close here, are there any final thoughts that you might have or anything that we may have missed or glossed over that you'd like to add here? Also, if you would, you know, recap the information as far as, you know, the website that you're kind of talking about and some ideas, you know, to get further information as you prepare and anticipate this move.
The most important thing is to try and go to the moving.org website to get information about your move, get a sense of what good movers would be, find a pro mover in your area, get at least 3 estimates from them. We have information on how to find a pro mover and all these tips on our moving.org website. And just make sure that you know what you're dealing with, plan ahead, and prepare and check out the companies that you're going to be working with.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. We offer you the invite to come back and keep us updated in the future, because I know this is something that maybe we don't do on a regular basis, but when we do, it's very important. When you make that move, you want to make sure that things go as smoothly as possible.
That's an excellent point. I'd love to come back and chat with you again later.
And that's today's In Touch on New Hit Country, WCUCI. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m. on WCUCI and WCUCIRadio.com. Our guest today has been Scott Michael. He is President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. And, of course, May is National Moving Month. In Touch returns tomorrow at 11:40 right here on New Hit Country.